One of the United States' key allies in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, has its neighbor in a military stranglehold. The Saudi-led coalition fight against the Houthi rebels in Yemen that began in March of 2015 has killed more than 7,000 people. There are now more than 2 million children suffering from severe malnutrition. On top of that, increased blockades and airstrikes have made it tougher for humanitarian groups to supply the country with aid. Adam Barron is visiting fellow at the European Council on Foreign Relations and researcher at the Institute for Social Anthropology at the Austrian Academy of Sciences. He calls Yemen, chillingly, the other Syria.
I think there are a broad degree of similarities between Yemen and Syria, although I would say when you look at the numbers, I think first off, the numbers in Yemen are far more severe. You have a situation where roughly 70% of the Yemeni population is in need of some sort of food aid. You have factors where the entire healthcare system has collapsed to an extent that you haven't really seen in Syria. For better or for worse, in Syria, you do have this sort of Assad rump state that remains somewhat resilient. In Yemen, the state has collapsed to a much larger degree. The key difference, though, is that while you've had a refugee crisis able to happen in Syria, the situation in Yemen is so bad that a refugee crisis is not possible, in the sense that if you look at the geography for Syria, Syrians have a lot of places where they can flee. They can go to Jordan. They can go to Lebanon. They can go to Turkey. They can flee on the Mediterranean. And I think it's a testament to how severe the situation in Yemen is that we're talking about this in a positive sense, where for Yemenis, because you're hemmed in by Saudi Arabia and Oman, which have traditionally are very hard for Yemenis to get visas to, and on the other end, the Red Sea and the Indian Ocean, you're really looking at a situation where most Yemenis have nowhere to run.
Then why is it very public, the U.S.'s dispute with Russia and Iran over the humanitarian crisis in Syria and the extent to which those nations are enabling it, while none of the same criticism of the Saudis and no sense of alarm and emergency in Yemen?
Well, I think the key fact is you have a situation where the U.S. military is aiding sort of anti-Assad forces in Syria, whereas in Yemen, the U.S. is part and parcel of the Saudi-led coalition against the Houthis. So the U.S. is part of this conflict. The Saudis are flying, for the most part, American planes, dropping American bombs with American assistance. So I think this is something that's a bit inconvenient for the U.S. to admit. I think when you saw particularly Samantha Powers's comments about the humanitarian crisis in Syria criticizing the Russians, a lot of Yemenis looked at this and saw it as very hypocritical, in the sense that it's a sense that the world is really ignoring Yemen. Of course, this is something that nations that are sort of partially responsible for the crisis, for the humanitarian crisis in Syria, have taken advantage of. Yemen has been reduced in a lot of cases to kind of a point of what you can refer to as whataboutery. That doesn't reduce the fact that Yemen is the Middle East's most significant and most severe humanitarian crisis. And this is not something that is liminal. This isn't something that's just going to go away when the conflict ends. This is something that will shape and affect Yemen, not just for years, but for generations to come.
That's what's so frustrating to me, though, Adam, because, I mean, you can make the case in places like Congo and Somalia that the Cold War and the U.S. involvement years and years and years ago might have led to a humanitarian situation there. But, oh, my gosh, it's just so out of our view right now. But this is actively abetted by the U.S. right now, this crisis. It just seems so at odds with what we've typically done, and it seems really at odds with what the Obama administration talks about. We're causing a famine, helping to cause a famine in Yemen.
I mean, the U.S. is not alone. These are all a number of factors that are causing this famine in Yemen. Yemen, of course, you know, was already on the verge of a humanitarian crisis a few years ago when I was traveling in the province of Hodeidah, which is now one of the provinces that's most affected by the famine in Yemen. You already had NGOs, humanitarian groups, warning of an impending catastrophe. Now you're seeing the war obviously set things over the edge. Of course, the Houthis and their allies are not blameless as well. They've been holding the city of Taiz under an effective siege for over a year now. So there's a lot of factors causing this humanitarian crisis. But what's more disturbing, I mean, then we can talk about U.S. complicity and the fact that the U.S. is involved in this. What's more disturbing to me personally is that it's not getting any attention at all. This is a war that's occurring, probably one of the most important and destabilizing conflicts in the entire region, if not the world. One of, if not the world's most significant humanitarian crises. And if you take 10 people off the streets in the United States, I would be surprised if 1 out of 10 would even be aware that the U.S. is involved in a conflict in Yemen, or even that there's a war going on in the country.
What would change things?
I think there needs to be more pressure on all sides to end the conflict. That's really a key thing. In the interim of that, the key thing for me, in my opinion, is that you need to have increasing opening. Commercial trade needs to be going in and out of key Yemeni ports, both Hodeidah, which is currently under control of the Houthis and their allies, and Aden and Mukalla, which are under the control of the internationally recognized government. You need to have, I think, a greater acknowledgement to the fact that aid alone will not solve this. People often speak of humanitarian aid, and humanitarian aid is obviously very important. But when you have numbers of the severity that Yemen is seeing right now, when you have a situation where 70-80% of the population needs humanitarian aid, there's no way that need will be met. It's not going to happen. This is reflective of the larger collapse of Yemen's economy and trade networks that have been keeping this country, you know, the basic things that keep a country afloat, the basic things that allow, that keep a country with food in its markets, with fuel to power cars, fuel to power tractor trailers, which are taking things from place to place. These entire things that we don't even think about have collapsed in Yemen. So really, in the absence of rebuilding this, which is something that can still be done, I think, within the conflict framework, it would just require some buy-in from a lot of key parties, which easier said than done, obviously. But in the absence of the rebuilding and the restructuring of these networks, we're going to see Yemen continue to deepen further into this really horrific crisis.
Adam Barron is a visiting fellow at the European Council on Foreign Relations and a researcher at the Institute for Social Anthropology at the Austrian Academy of Sciences. He spoke to us from Beirut. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you so much.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.